Okay. Oh, I've got some new comedy characters.
I can't believe we're not.
You know, I love the work of comedy greats like Chris Moyles and Noel Edmonds. I've got some really funny comic characters that'll be popping in and out of the studio.
Save them.
Okay.
I'm excited.
Badly drawn boy. All possibilities on XFM 104.9. I'm Ricky Gervais with me, Steve Merchant and Carl Pilkington, and a few new characters.
Oh,
Steve,
I can't believe
as
that.
You said, you know, you, I know you love Moyles and his sort of wacky stuff, and
Chris Moyles,
Edmonds,
one of the greats.
And Edmonds, just all well, I'm going to go along the same sort of vein. I've come up with a couple of. Can I do a little? Can I show you one?
I'm excited.
Okay, well, it always starts with a sort of doorbell, so. Goes ding dong. I go, oh no, hold on, Steve, hold on, Carl. Who's that at the door?
Yeah.
Hello. Oh, hello. Oh, look, it's Camp David, the right queer gay. Oh, hello. Hello, you look all gay today. Is that because it's nice weather? Oh, no, that's not what it means. Oh, have you got a girlfriend, Camp David, the right queer gay? No, but I've got a boyfriend.
Yeah.
Oh, bye. Right.
Oh,
ding dong. Oh, it's another one. Another comic. Hello. Oh, look. It's holy fuck, the little funny Chinese fella. Wait, yeah. That's his name, Carl.
That's his name, Carl.
Carl. Hello, holy fuck. Harold. Right?
Yeah, that's fine.
Mr. Fuck, you can call me holy if you want. No, I'd prefer to call you fuck.
Yeah.
Right? You're right.
Nothing wrong with this so far.
No. Have you got a girlfriend, Mr. Fuck? Achoo. Oh, you haven't got that SARS, have you?
Yeah.
No, that's my girlfriend's name. See?
Oh,
yeah. Oh, just before you go, Mr. Fuck, I've got two things here. I've got a nice trilby hat that you could wear, or I've got a little lampshade.
Right.
Which one do you want to put on your head and walk around? I presume the trilby.
No, but it's not.
No.
Yeah.
Lampshade,
of course.
Bye.
See you
later.
Yeah. I thought they were genius. Can I be honest? I mean, I'll be honest. I thought they were brilliant. I thought they were. You didn't steal them off Chris.
No. They're original. They're original.
Sometimes
characters.
Chris Moyles has done stuff as good as that.
I know. Yeah. I know. But no, these are all mine. So. So there you go. We'll be hearing more from Camp David, the right queer gay. And how the fuck the funny little Chinaman? What? All right, Carl. Yeah, is that your sort of humour? It might not be your sort of humour.
You just should have run it past me before you did it.
Yeah. What one are you worried about in particular?
The not Camp David.
Well, say his name.
No.
Say his name.
Which one? I don't know which one you mean.
The Chinese fella.
Well, I forget who that was. What was his name? I can't remember.
Well, if you can't remember, it can't be that good, so we'll leave it. We won't do it again. Right. I'll tell you what I've got, Steve.
Oh, what?
I'll tell you what I'm thinking.
Go on.
Right. Do you know, like, TV programmes sort of get rested in the winter?
Ding dong. Oh, no.
Hang on, who's this?
Oh.
Go on.
Hello again. Not now, Mr. Fuck. We're talking. Bye.
Is that Holy Fuck again?
Yeah. Right, okay, that's it now. I'm not answering the door anymore. Right, okay, go on.
Right, yes.
Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong. He's trying to get in. You've got to, don't be impolite, Rick. Come on, Rick, he wants to come in.
No, it's too late. It's too late. He's gone away now. Go on.
Right, anyway, what I'm thinking is, Rockbusters coming back for a bit.
What? What are you talking about?
He likes my idea. He likes my characters. He doesn't like that idea.
I was going to say, if I came up with,
with what?
With that Chinese fella.
What was his name?
For a sketch. You wouldn't have liked it.
I think Carl's worried about one of the names of my characters. So, I'm changing, the gay fella's name to Gavid Gray, the bent pianist.
Right.
Ding dong. Who's that? Oh, hello. Oh, look, it's Gavid Gray, the bent piano player. Oh! All right.
I thought it was going to be Columbo. Playing with joy. Ding dong.
Ah, my wife loves you. Yeah. Hello. Oh, I don't believe it. Look who's turned up,
Carl.
Hello. Hey, it's Dickie Anderson.
I can't believe it.
Your show's rubbish. Something like that?
I mean, I think you should work on them perhaps before
you're saying there's not a lot of substance these
guys. I'm just saying that, you know, once the novelty of the doorbell has worn off.
I don't think you understand.